America Weekend.
Some hacker is hitting our financial markets.
Four major banks.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Black Hat.
Over the last three decades, Michael Mann has turned himself into one of his generation's finest filmmakers. Best known for his Miami Vice television smash during the 1980s, he's also the director that delivered us box office hits like The Last of the Mohicans, Collateral, and Public Enemies. It's been 6 years since he helmed that last one starring Johnny Depp, but he's finally back with Black Hat featuring Chris Hemsworth of Thor fame and two-time Oscar nominee Viola Davis. And despite a bumpy start and a bit too convenient of a finale, the middle portion of Black Hat is pretty darn good, so I'm going to chalk up the missteps of Mann to some long layoff rust. Mr. Hemsworth is far from being Mann's strongest lead actor, but he's not bad either. Although it should come as no surprise that Ms. Davis turns into the film's best performance as an FBI special agent assigned to track Hemsworth's character, a prisoner furloughed to assist authorities in apprehending a major cyber criminal. Any work from Michael Mann always oozes plenty of style, and his latest is no exception. Throw in a couple of expertly staged gun battles, and you may wonder why Black Hat became one of 2015's biggest financial bombs. It deserved more respect. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Mark, and don't forget to check out Mark's long-form reviews at his website, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And as always, Mark will be back next week. Are you tired of ads on social media? Do they bother you? Do they upset you? Do you know there is an entire generation out there that wonders why they need to be bothered with advertising at all? Isn't this just free? Isn't this just created for the good of humanity? I'm talking about Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat and all these other crazy things that exist out there right now. And when you are on these social networks, do you ever pay attention to these ads? Click on this to learn more. No. Do you remember when Facebook used to have its ads all the way off there on the right-hand side? Nobody would pay attention to them. And now they're listed as suggested posts. Same deal on Twitter. Well, Facebook has long been covered in ads of all shapes, forms, and sizes. No one has checked on them and no one has clicked on them. But you're soon going to be seeing advertising everywhere when it comes to your favorite social networks. And the rise of ubiquitous advertising is one trend that is not going away anytime soon. Vindu Goel and Sydney Ember report for the New York Times that while Facebook has kept Instagram mostly free of advertising since acquiring the photo sharing app in 2012, the company just announced its plan to open your Instagram feed to all advertisers later this year. Quote, to give all businesses the opportunity to reach the right people, we are working to make Instagram advertising available through an Instagram ads API and Facebook ad buying interfaces over the coming months. This is according to a post on Instagram's blog. It also reads, we will start by opening the Instagram ads API to a select group of Facebook marketing partners and agencies, and we plan to expand globally throughout the year. All this means is get ready for a whole lot of ads. The Times notes that the commercialization of Instagram's photo sharing app, while disappointing to users, was inevitable. That's because major social networks, including Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, are keeping their services free for users, and that means turning to advertising to support their operations. I don't get this. There is a certain mindset out there with people in their 20s and 30s that, hey, why are you interrupting my experience with ads? Well, haven't they ever heard of television? Haven't they ever heard of radio? How do you think those mediums or those media make money? Through ads. You watch a network television show, and I'm not talking about binge-watching things that are just only on cable networks. When you watch shows on broadcast networks, if that concept even exists any longer, you pause and you wait for a commercial message, and you can either turn away, blah, 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 you don't watch it, whatever. Same thing on radio. I get a kick out of these people that, oh, how dare you destroy my experience with ads. That's the problem with the mindset of the average social media user. They think this is just some entity funded by who knows for their benefit. You're getting it for free. So if they put ads on it, who cares? You don't have to click on them. You don't have to pay any attention to them. There are ads on Twitter and there are ads on Facebook. You never, ever, ever click on them. You don't buy anything. You don't buy any of that stuff. Even if it's from these reputable advertisers, these big corporations, you could just disregard them. But the idea of these ads being there makes these services free to you and free to me. Because at some point, these companies, run by 22-year-olds, have to be monetized. They have to show that they can generate revenue that generates a profit. What do you think the whole Wall Street infatuation with these social media networks is based on? It's based on the fact that at some point they're really gonna make money. But the caveat, though, here is, when these advertisers advertise on Facebook and they really take a look and see, how much are we generating from being there? Are they going to say, wait a minute, why are we spending this kind of money on this glorified app and website that everybody thinks should be free anyway, is upset about its commercialization, and the users are not buying anything that's suggested there in the first place? Because they're more concerned about looking at a picture of what their best friend had for dinner last night. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Raw nerves. When everyone at work is asked to gather for a mass meeting announcement. Every 6 months, Eric Buell's company seems to face another financial crisis. Mr. Buell has bailed out. This time, no one brought a bucket. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The news is not good. Less than 2 years ago, EBR, Eric Buell Racing, cashed a $25 million check from the Hero Corporation, makers of the cameras. 1190 RX was not enough bike for the price to overcome stiff competition from billion-buck bike makers. This ain't the first time Mr. Buell's been on the ropes. We'll keep you covered. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer was an amazing dual threat. His 16,532 rushing and receiving yards are ninth all-time. He led the Bills to four straight Super Bowls, but never won a ring.
Here's Kelly shotgunning, a running Clay Thurman. Thomas breaks it at the 25, still on his feet at the 20, gets down to the 15, the 10, the 5, and scores!
So where is Thurman Thomas now? Thurman's active with the Republican Party, but has denied rumors of him running for Congress. He does run Thurman Thomas Sports Training near Buffalo, New York, as well as Thurman Thomas Global Energy, which helps make customers energy efficient and lowers their gas and electric rates.
Here is Thurman Thomas. He breaks through at the five. Touchdown!
Thurman Thomas, still scoring. At the bank, that is. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.